Hey, this is Melissa of Aural Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com. I am here with Core 10. All right, that's how I like to hear it. Can you guys go around and just tell me your name and what you play?
Duncan, singer.
Sean, singer.
Brace, lead guitar.
Paul, drums.
Steve, guitar.
Ryan, magician.
Oh!
Bass.
Magic.
Are you the one doing the fireworks in the back there? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, okay, great. So how long have you guys been together?
In this incarnation, about a year and a half.
Two years. And what made you guys decide that you were going to go for it, you were going to form a band, you were going to go out and perform in front of people?
Because we're old and about ready to die.
Because it works. Because, you know, you try different things, different combinations, different people, different bands. And then in the end, if you can jam six fat ego heads into one room and make it work and get everybody to pull in the same direction, then it works. And that's what happens. Works. Everyone's pulling the wagon in the right direction.
Yeah. Good songs coming out. That's what really stokes you out to hear after you're done recording. You're like, damn, I made that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's such the payoff. It's to me, anyways.
When we first started, me and him couldn't find no one to jam with at all. No one wanted to jam with us. So we said to start our own band.
So you guys were the two originals?
Sorry?
You guys were the two originals?
Well, three. It eventually incarnated into Quartet, but I guess originally it was me and him that
decided
we wanted to jam, and Paul came
in. I met Duncan on the job site.
Yeah.
All right, now someone's got a broken leg here.
That's me.
Yeah, that's dedication to go up on stage all in pieces.
Yeah, I rolled it all the way down to the ankle. Toes are purple. Good times.
What did you do?
Sparring.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the bedroom or just?
Whoa!
Sparring with a big old steroided out mother. But it was fun until that happened.
But you made it out.
Yeah, you still got to do it. The show must go on. I mean, let the club down or the people that are here to see you. You know, it's a
warrior right here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit on a bar stool and do it, but you know.
He's a dream.
Yeah, well.
We can do an acoustic guitar, bro.
He's right. We're committed to it, and he's committed to us, so that's how it works.
Just handle it. I'll just go home and ice it and deal with it.
How do you guys come up with your music? Does it ever go to elbows? Do you guys disagree over some lyrics?
Not you know us better than I thought.
Not a huge extent, but there's always parts, right?
There's a tug of war that goes on.
Never yelling.
Yeah, but by the time it's all settled out, I think everybody's on the same page. By the time everybody just, it's like, you know, we always agree to try. Okay, you have this idea, we're going to try it.
The machine.
He has this idea to try it. Once we jam it to the Core 10 machine, it comes out, and everyone's pretty much in 100% agreement. So, okay, you know what? That way works best.
Yeah, it is kind of a vote at that point.
I think that's one of the best things about this group.
Plus, we steal songs from other people and just rearrange them.
like everybody else.
No.
But I think, you know,
we don't steal, we borrow.
Yes.
The thing is that, you know, keep an open mind, you know, and let everyone voice their opinion.
No
and
idea
do their
is too stupid. Listen, and you never know what's going to sound good.
Right. Yeah. If it works, yeah. It works.
You know, and that's you'll have an idea that you think is going to sound great, and by the time you actually apply it, you're like, yeah, it didn't sound as good as I thought it was going to. Or like what Steve said, vice versa. You go, yeah, let's try this. It sounds kind of wacky. You try it and winds up working, and just like everybody's shaking their head like, yeah, that's going to be it. That's how it works.
And then we play it, and there's no pause whatsoever. Yeah. Crickets.
Okay, speaking of crickets, have you guys ever had a disaster on stage?
Not really. We did have a PA go out on us a couple times where Duncan and I had to sing without the PA.
That kind of sucks.
But we just powered through. That's the way. And it, you know, you're there to entertain, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think there's been really a disaster gig with this band. No. Shoddy gigs every blue moon, but all in all, they've all been pretty good.
We had shows where people we thought we didn't sound that good, and it was like, oh, you sounded great. Then we bought him another beer. And I went on.
Good, and we sounded better.
So where can your fans find you guys? You have an album out, actually, right?
We do. It's produced by Ronnie King, who's kind of taking us under his wing. And we're going back in with him and another guy named Darian Rundell, who works at Pennywise, and he did Dawkins and
Dio.
All kinds of and he's a...
Don't say Dawkins.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
obviously, Ronnie's from
He's
Offspring.
Worked with Offspring. He's written a couple songs in the last two albums. Pennywise.
NWA.
Yeah, he was with NWA. He was a keyboard player that wrote all the NWA
Tupac
stuff. And
so,
Tupac and Snoop.
Yeah, he's all
pretty
over
crazy. His thing is punks and thugs. And we're kind of, you know, we have a little bit of that kind of, we're not hip-hop or rap at all, but that kind of flow.
Let me interview you. A little bit. Who would you say we sound like?
I think you guys are very original. I think you've got your own style, and I'm really excited to hear the influences that come out on your next album. So where can your fans find you?
Okay, we do have a website, core10theband.com, C-O-R-E-10theband.com. That'll get you everywhere. It'll get you, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we got Reverb Nation. You hear all of our songs from there, catch all of our videos. We're also linked to YouTube from there. So, and you can just go on Facebook and look us up, core10, C-O-R-E, the number 10, and we pop up pretty easily.
Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing much more of you guys and seeing you at some of your upcoming shows. Thank you guys very much.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on.
Core 10 Radio. Thanks, guys.